Hello, this is Fred Goldstein. I'm with Health Innovation Media, and I'm here at the Population Health Colloquium. This is the 17th year of this conference, and I'm here with the CEO of Tivity, Donato Tramuto.
Fred, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. And you gave an incredible keynote presentation this morning, both talking about the company as well as your sort of inner core and what you believe it takes to fix healthcare. So let's sort of start with Tivity. You recently announced the new company name and what your mission is. Talk about what you've done over the last couple of months.
Yeah, I think over the last 7 months, you know, I think we tried to distinguish between total population health and targeted population health. And for me, it was recognizing where we could win as an organization. About 8 months ago, we moved out of total population health and focused our efforts on targeted population health, which is the 50-plus age group that we are targeting, transforming their experience in a way that really affords them the opportunity to age in place and to age with dignity and with grace. And that's what Tivity Health today represents, that aging population, being able to provide them with social interaction through the physical fitness programs that we offer, and being able to really develop this ability to give them years where they can have extraordinary vitality.
Yeah, it was interesting. You discussed Silver Sneakers, and everyone sort of thinks of that as this fitness program, but you sort of talked about it in a much broader context.
Yeah, and I say that because, you know, I always share the story. I lost my parents in 1992. I lost my mom 6 months after my dad. And I missed all the warning signs. My mom was sad. She was depressed. And there was no Silver Sneakers. Now, my mom would not be the person that would want to go on a treadmill. But what she needed most was that social interaction. What she needed most was to get out of her home and interact with other individuals her age. And that is really what Silver Sneakers is all about. You can kind of sense my passion is being able to correct this social isolation, being able to give these individuals the opportunity to have their life renewed. I always share this story. I have a 93-year-old member that I've gotten very close with, and she wrote me a 7-page letter during Christmas. And at the end, she said, I would not be here today seeing another Christmas if it were not for Silver Sneakers. And we have lots of letters coming in confirming and validating that this is really about a social interaction program that helps to really create better well-being for that population.
And you mentioned an example where you essentially, because you have these 15 million members, you can go beyond just, hey, let's go to the gym or let's get you to the gym. You know, so what are some of the other things you're looking at trying to integrate with that type of a program?
It's a great question. And I think if you look at us as kind of the highway. So we have these 15 million members who are on this highway. But one of the benefits that we have, we've had 25 years of understanding this population. The brand is trusted by the population. So when I look at Silver Sneakers, I kind of look at it as a gas station on the highway. Why are we not looking at driving fitness programs? I don't know whether you've ever had this unfortunate situation, but taking the keys away from your parents, yes. The car keys, that is not a day that anyone wants to really look forward to. But we have shown that if you go to the gym, if you work out 2 or 3 days a week, your mental responsiveness increases, which makes you much more prepared to take on the driving opportunity before you. So we're looking at nutritional programs. We're looking at fall prevention. If you look at that highway, anything that allows us to get into the home of that aging population in a way that allows them to live with vitality and a better life, those are the areas that we are looking at.
So the exercise and the joining is really just the first step to get them in, and then you offer a much broader program.
Exactly right. And if you look at, you know, when Silver Sneakers was launched, don't get me wrong, we didn't have members, we needed a product.
Right.
But the unique derivative of that product is that we've gotten a lot of members. Mm-hmm. And so I think it would be absolutely foolish if we look at ourselves as a one product shop. And so I think now the focus on this organization, now that we are out of total population health, frees my time and my executive's time to really look at other venues. I kind of look at this as the eBay model. I mean, eBay really didn't take off until they had a number of products, and then a number of products brought in a number of consumers, and then before you knew it, there was this interaction going on, and that's what we believe will happen here.
And it's also interesting, sort of as you brought the company back from this broad perspective to a focused one, you then mentioned today this issue of it's not about innovation, but I believe you said interconnectedness or something along those lines, and how you're doing that. Talk a little about that thing.
Yeah, and so I have this theory, you know, I guess I'm 61 years old, so I think with, you know, with age comes experience. I don't believe today that you have to be 100% focused on research. I think you should search and develop. And I think that there are a lot of innovators out there that have innovated some really cool products. As I shared this morning, there are 100,000 medical apps. Less than 5% are being utilized. And so my focus is, let's first integrate. Do we have to go out and do all the research and waste good corporate dollars? Or should we discipline ourselves to partner? I'm a firm believer the higher your collaborative IQ, the more you're willing to work with others. Let's not lose sight of the end goal, and that is to move the needle, to make healthcare a basic right for every single person, and not only make it a basic right, but make sure that you have this ability to empower and engage the consumer. And if we can do that in a very expedient manner by integrating other programs and gas stations that are out there on the highway, that'll be my first focus.
Fantastic. So what do we look for out of Tivity over the next couple of years?
I think over the next couple of years, first of all, I appreciate what you just said, is that I have the saying, hocus pocus, let's refocus. I think the benefit is that, number one, is that we are focused on this aging population, but I'm also focused to address what I think is a concern to me, is we have this 14.5 million member who get the program Silver Sneakers for free. Why are more not signing up? That's an opportunity for us. And I think that one of the opportunities is to expand the awareness and to educate more. The other is to address the reasons why some members only go once and don't go back. And what we're learning is that transportation is a barrier. What we're learning is that the physical locations, we need to retrain the instructors. That's my first goal, correct what's in front of us today, and then parallel path it to other innovative gas stations that can be added onto the highway so that we really get more involved in the home with our members. Those are the two things that we will focus in on.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. It's a pleasure and a great presentation this morning.
Thank you very much, Rick.
The streets I